welcome you back as we begin second half action. It will be Maumelle inbounded on the sideline, and we're off and running as they run the weave at the top of the key. Almost looked at a three-pointer there, I thought, but they continue to work it. And now they get it into the corner and will put up a three-pointer. And it is up and good. That one for Jones. His first score of the night, and a good start here in the second half. Down court, underneath, they get it in to Austin Brown, and he lays it up and in. So both teams score quickly on their first offensive possession. And now another three-pointer on the other end, and it's up and good. McClinton puts another one in. So it has started off a fast offensive pace here in the second half. Heber Springs down court quickly. It's now a four-point game, 42-38 our score. And the pass picked off, down court, two on two, and a spin move. They're going to call a foul. The shot was up and good, but they will call a foul before the shot on Judson Smith. So it will be Maumelle to inbound it. Smith picks up only his first foul of the night, and it will be an inbound play for the Hornets underneath their own basket. They trail it 42-38, and they put up a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound, Heber Spring, and John Price will bring the ball down the floor. Price into the front court. His dribble takes him into the paint. He goes in, shot is up. It's no good, and a traveling call on John Price. No, an offensive foul, they called it. I thought it was a travel, but they call that an offensive foul, and that will be the third on Price, I believe. That is correct, and it will be something the Panthers will have to watch, not pick up that fourth foul here this early in the second half. It will be Maumelle now back on offense, as it will be McClinton with it. Now they work it to the left side, back out to the top. Three-point shot. That one's up and good for Jones. Another three-pointer for him, and it's a one-point game, 42-41 our score. Austin Brown down court. Brown picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets it to Price. Price tries to go baseline, gets cut off, hands back out. Now to Schrader. He gets it to Judson Smith. Smith now back to Price. Price lob pass inside. His tip stolen away. Down court, and a slam dunk is missed, but the ball is chased down by Maumelle. They get the ball back. Guy missed the slam dunk underneath. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by John Price, who gets it to Austin Brown, and he pushes it down the floor. Brown now to Schrader, out to Judson Smith, cross court to Kramer. He'll put up a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound Maumelle. Hornets take over. They will have another chance to go on top now. Baseline drive underneath and back out to the wing. Now a drive and the shot is up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul. We will have a couple of free throws coming. No, they're going to call that an offensive foul. That will be an offensive foul, and it will be number four on Stephen Thomas. Thomas, it could have went either way, but Thomas is called for the foul, and he will come out of the game with four fouls. Heber Springs with both teams had a player with three fouls, but now Thomas picks up his fourth. John Price for Heber also has three fouls, and it will be Austin Brown to bring the ball down the floor. Brown still in the backcourt, now across the timeline. Kicks it out to Kramer. He drives inside, pull-up jumper. That one is good by Kramer. And it's 44-41, back to a three-point lead for Heber Springs. Hornets offensively drive inside. Little scoop shot, ends up and good underneath by Darius Jones. He had no points in the first half, has eight already here in the second half, and it's 44-43. And a whistle and a foul will be charged, and that will be called on Eric Parks. He picks up his second foul, and it will be an inbound play for Heber Springs on the far sideline. As we're ticked down to 4:47 to play in the third period, it's a one-point game. Heber Springs has the one-point lead, and they have the possession. John Price gets it in. They head back off to Price. He holds it out near half court. Now loses the ball on the floor. Maumelle takes over. Down court for the drive and the layup and the foul. That layup is good for McClinton. He'll have a possible three-point play coming. That foul was charged on Kramer. He picks up his second foul. That will put Maumelle back on top now. 45-44 our score. And McClinton will get a free throw. McClinton is ready. He's up to 20 points now on the night. And the free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. 21 points for McClinton. And a 2-point lead for Maumelle. John Price will bring the ball down the floor. Price still in the backcourt, now across the timeline. Drives the baseline, lays it up, reverse layup is good for John Price. And Maumelle wants to push it. They kick it out now. McClinton, three-pointer, is up and good. He has been red hot tonight, and it's 49-46, Maumelle by three. John Price has it. Hands off. Now he gets the ball back. And a whistle and a timeout. Heber Springs wants to talk it over. We'll take it with them. Back with more of our live coverage from the Pine Bluff Convention Center in 30 seconds.
Hey folks, Sean Gorham here for Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs, your exclusive home for the great truck giveaway. And we need your trade-in, folks. All owners owning a 99 or newer vehicle receive up to an extra $1,000 off your new vehicle purchased on select models. And if it's a GM vehicle 99 or newer, you get up to $2,000 off on select new vehicles purchased. Write our number down, folks. It's 877-362-2418. That's Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC, Heber Springs.
And we welcome you back as we resume coverage after the timeout. Heber Springs will inbound it with exactly 4 minutes left to play in the third period. They inbound it on the far sideline. It goes in to John Price. Price now to Judson Smith. Smith looks in the corner, back to Price. Price lob pass underneath. Frosted Brown, he kicks it back out. Kramer drives, baseline jumper up off the glass, and good for Kramer. 49-48, and a drive on the other end. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, and a whistle and a foul. That will be charged on the Hornets, and Heber Springs will get the ball back. So it will be an inbound play for Heber Springs underneath their own basket. That foul will be, play will be triggered in by Judson Smith. He gets it into John Price, and Price still with a dribble. That's the offense. He's still with a dribble, looks to the right. They spread it out a little bit. They've opened the inside. Now Price drives, shot up. It's no good, but he's fouled. Price will shoot a couple of free throws, and he can really work a foul, and that's what he was doing there. Of course, naturally hoping to get the basket also. Collins was charged with that foul, and John Price with a couple of free throws. He could put Heber back on top. It's 49-48. Maumelle leads by one. Heber Springs with two free throws. John Price puts the first one up. It's good. That ties it now. And this one would put Heber back on top if Price can get his second free throw. He's ready. It comes with 3:18 left to play in the third period. Price is set. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. And Heber leads by a score of 50-49. But the Hornets take over offensively. Down court, Parks. He hands off now. They run the weave at the top of the key. And now drive inside. And a whistle and a foul will be charged. That will be charged on the Panthers. And they will charge that on Judson Smith. He picks up his second foul. And it will be inbound play for Maumelle underneath their own basket. Inbound pass goes into Parks. Parks has it on the right wing. Works it in underneath. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Heber Springs. And the Panthers have the 1-point lead and the possession. It will be John Price across the timeline. Price still with a dribble. And he spins, tries to go inside, lays it off. Schrader puts it up off the glass, and good. Mason Schrader with the basket. 52-49 our score. Parks drives. He goes baseline. His shot is up. It's blocked, and Heber Springs picks up the loose ball. Kramer now needs some help. Gets it to John Price. And a whistle and a foul will be charged. And that will be on Donerson, and that will be his third. And it will be Heber Springs to inbound it, so Heber Springs now with a little momentum going. They have a three-point lead, 52-49 to score, and they will inbound the basketball against the full court pressure. Checking back in the game will be Jones. He was out. He'll come back in. And the inbound pass by Smith. It goes in to Austin Brown. Brown, he gets it down court quickly. Brown hands off now to John Price. Price kicks it out. Mason Schrader, 15-foot jumper. It's up and good. 54-49. Back to a five-point lead for Heber Springs. It will be Maumelle with the basketball. Into the corner now. Back out to the wing. They'll have the open three-pointer, and it's up and good for Darius Jones. So he picks back up where he left off, and it's a two-point game, 54-52 our score. Austin Brown works it to Kramer. Kramer kicks it into the corner to Schrader. Schrader needs some help now. Hands off to John Price. Price back to Kramer. Kramer will try a three-pointer. It's an air ball out of bounds, and it will go back to Maumelle, and they'll have a chance now to tie it on a two-point basket or take a lead on a three. Minute 32 left to play in the third period. It will be the Hornets down court. And Parks will work it down slowly. Parks just now across the timeline. Goes to the right side, now into the corner. Drive, baseline jumper. That's up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Heber Springs. Out to John Price. Price pushes it down the floor. Price, still with a dribble. Goes back to Austin Brown, now to Judson Smith. Smith backs it out. Minute to play in the third period. John Price gets the pass. Price underneath. That pass is picked off. And it will be down court for the Blazers. Hornets down court. Layup is missed. And the rebound for Heber Springs. Kramer has it in the backcourt. Gets it to Smith. Back to Kramer. Kramer down court. Double team, needs some help now. Gets it back to Judson Smith. 30 seconds left now. Judson Smith backs it out. Hands off to John Price. Price now to Judson Smith. Smith to Kramer. Kramer kicks it back out to Smith. 14 seconds now. Now to John Price. 10 seconds. Price. And he will be fouled. That foul charged on Jones. Only, I think only his first foul. And will not be a one and one. So it will be an inbound play with 8.5 seconds left. And Atkins will check in for the Panthers. Also checking back in for Maumelle will be Derek Person. And John Price will inbound it here on the near sideline. Price gets it in to Austin Brown. Spin move, goes up underneath. Shot up, no good, but he'll shoot a couple of free throws. So it will be Austin Brown at the free throw line. Only 2 out of 5 in the first half, and he'll shoot a pair here. 54-52, two-point lead for Heber Springs, and Austin Brown at the free throw line. First one is up, it's good. Austin Brown hits the first one. He'll shoot another one down. 6 seconds left, so Maumelle will have time for a shot. They'll just have to hurry. And another free throw for Austin Brown as he gets the ball back. He's set now. Couple dribbles and the shot's on the way. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Maumelle. They push it across the timeline. And a long shot up as the buzzer is no good. And the score at the end of the third period will be Heber Springs 55, Maumelle 52. We're back with the fourth quarter on KFFE in 1 minute.
You know F.L. Davis in Heber Springs and Greer's Ferry is the name to know when building.
Now it's the name to know to turn your house into a home.
F.L. Davis Interior Design has the latest in home furnishings for every room in your home.
And now's the perfect time to buy with financing available.
Plus, complete design service with custom window treatments, bedding, upholstery, and cabinets and countertops is available. F.L. Davis in Heber Springs and Greer's Ferry.
Making your house into a home.
Living life to its fullest. That's the philosophy behind Southridge Village Nursing and Rehab in Heber Springs. The Southridge Village lifestyle is resident-driven with full meal service, housekeeping and laundry, 24-hour supervision and security, and supervised medications. Plus organized activities, arranged transportation, and our in-house beauty salon makes Southridge Village the lifestyle of a lifetime. Visit us today on the Highway 25 bypass, Southridge Village Nursing and Rehab in Heber Springs, living life to its fullest.
And we welcome you back as we get ready to begin the fourth quarter play. It will be Heber Springs inbounded here on the near sideline. They have the three-point lead, and they'll get the ball first as John Price will trigger it in, and he gets it back, and we're off and running in the fourth quarter. 55-52 our score. Price directs traffic. Now he drives inside, tries to go baseline, gets cut off there. Now looking in, gets it to Austin Brown. He kicks it back out to Judson Smith. Now back to Price. Price has it on the wing. Pass to Austin Brown. Tip, but Brown chases it down and kicks it back out. So it will be Price out there half court. He still has the dribble as the clock ticks down to 7:24 to play. John Price will go inside this time, kicks it out. Austin Brown now to Kramer. He'll try a three-pointer. It's good. Michael Kramer with his first three-pointer of the second half, and it's 58-52. Six-point lead now for Heber Springs. Ball Mail with the ball. Mark has it out on the wing. Now cross-court pass to the left. Now they go underneath, and shot is up and good underneath. That one up and in by Kendall Donerson. And it's 58-54. Austin Brown will bring it down court for the Panthers. Brown through the dribble. Hands off now to John Price. And Price holds it out there half court. He calls the offense, starts to make his move, now starts his dribble, gets it to Smith, back to Price. 6:25, Heber Springs holding the ball now. Really just trying to get their offense set. Price drives, kicks it out to Schrader, Schrader to Judson Smith, now to John Price. So they're showing some patience, just trying to make sure that they get the offensive set that they want. John Price, now to Smith, back to Price. Price, this time, goes inside, drives, puts it up. That one is good. John Price with the basket. And it will be down court for the Hornets. Ball Bell takes over. Clint has it. Hands off now to James. Now to the right side. Now they're working underneath. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, Heber Springs. And Kramer gets it to Judson Smith. Smith into the front court. 5:30 left to play in the game. Judson Smith has it. He gets it to John Price, and it's tipped away, but a whistle and a foul will be charged. That foul, I believe they will charge on Eric Parks. He picked up his third. And it will be an inbound play for Heber Springs. So that's already, I guess, yeah, puts it in the 1-1, so it will be John Price at the free throw line. Price is set. First free throw on the way for John Price. It's up and it's good. John Price hits the first one. He'll shoot another one now. That makes it 61-54, up to a 7-point lead for the Panthers. This could make it 8. Price is set. Second free throw. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. And it's 62-54 our score. Down court for Maumelle. Parks has it. Top of the key. Back to Parks. Parks on the right side. Hands off. 3-point shot, top of the key. That one's no good. Rebound and a whistle, and a rebound foul will be charged on the Panthers. And let me check. That will be on Kramer. That will be his third foul. And it will be the Hornets to inbound with just over 5 minutes to play. Inbound pass is tipped out of bounds, and they'll try it again. So it will be triggered in. McClinton will run the inbound play, gets it in, shot is up, it's good, and a whistle and a foul. That basket by Donerson. He's fouled by Austin Brown, only his second, but a possible three-point play now coming for Donerson. 62-56. Donerson is set. Free throw on the way. It's good. And it's 62-57. 5-point game with just over five minutes to play. Austin Brown spins, kicks it back out to Judson Smith. Smith now to John Price. Price backs it out. Now he drives inside, kicks it into the corner, back to Price. Price double teamed, and he will be fouled. That foul will be called on Jones. And again, back to the free throw line, John Price. And this is, of course, one way that he scores so many points in the second half. He spends a lot of time at the free throw line. Of course, he handles the basketball. It stays in his hands most of the time. And it will be, still a 1-1 here, not in the double bonus yet. So John Price will have to hit the first one to earn the bonus. He's 8 out of 8 tonight at the free throw line, and the first one is on the way. It's up. It's good. Second one coming now. That makes it 63-57. It's a 6-point lead for Heber Springs. Second free throw on the way for John Price. He's set. Free throw is up, and it's good. Price hits the second one, and Maumelle takes over. 4:39 to play. Baseline drive, shot is up. That one is good as Jones got around his defender. He laid it up and in. Now Heber Springs down court. Austin Brown out to Justin Smith. Now back to John Price. He has the ball slapped and stolen away. And Maumelle will get it back. Down court, drive inside. Shot is up underneath. That one is good by Jones. 64-61. Here come the Hornets again. Down court for Heber Springs. They had a 2-on-1, but they kick it out and set their offense. 4 minutes to play. John Price has it. Spins, goes inside. Shot is up. It's no good, but he's fouled, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws. That one on Donerson. He didn't like the call. That's his fourth foul. And at the free throw line again, John Price. Price now 10 out of 10 at the free throw line. He had 4 in the first half. He has 6 in a row in the second half. And the first one on the way is up, and it's good. He continues perfect at the free throw line, and we'll shoot another one now. 65-61, our score. 3:55 left to play in the game. And the next free throw on the way. John Price is ready. It's up. It's good. 5-point lead for Heber Springs. Maumelle down court. Ball goes to the right side, back to Parks at the top. Parks hands off to McClinton. Back to Parks. Parks now drives inside, drives, shot is up, it's good, and he's fouled. So Parks gets the basket and a possible 3-point play coming. Not sure exactly who they charged that one on, but let me check that for you. That will be on Judson Smith, his third. And again, a possible 3-point play. Eric Parks at the free throw line. He's set. Free throw on the way. It's up. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Heber Springs comes out with it. Outlet pass to John Price. Price down court. Takes it inside. Spin move. And he will be fouled. He goes inside. And that foul will be on, I believe, Thomas. And that will be his fifth. Stephen Thomas will foul out of the game, and it will be John Price to shoot a couple of free throws. Price is set at the line, but we will have a short break in action while they make a substitution As again, Stephen Thomas has picked up his fifth foul. He will come out of the game. It looks like they will send Turner back in the game. And now Price is ready to step to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair with 3:32 left to play in the game. Right now it's a three-point game, 66-63 our score. Free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. John Price hits the first one. He'll shoot another one now. Price is ready. Couple dribbles at the free throw line, and he puts it up, and it's through. Timeout called by Heber Springs. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more of our coverage from the Pine Bluff Convention Center on KFFE in 1 minute.
Every once in a while, a new product makes a big splash, and that's what's happening now at Neshoba Archery Tumbling Shows. The new Prime Bow is making waves. They still have the full selection of Matthews Hoyt PSE and Mission, and now the new Prime Bow. In fact, for hunting, backyard sports, or for competition shooting, you'll find the equipment and accessories you need. For experience, knowledge, quality products, and a focus on American-made products, see Jamie or Nick Wolf today at Neshoba Archery and Tumbling Shows. Attention Medical Supply has locations in Heber Springs on the south side of the Courthouse Square and in Newport on Malcolm Avenue. They pride themselves in offering affordable quality solutions for all your home health care needs. Let their knowledgeable staff discuss your options with you. From scooters to power chairs, diabetic supplies and footwear to walkers, canes and crutches. If they don't have the products you need, they'll get them for you. Remember, you get the attention you deserve at Attention Medical Supply, Heber Springs and Newport.
And we welcome you back as we resume play. It will be after the timeout, Ball Mill possession. They trail it 68-63, but they have the basketball. Marks has it out on the left wing. Now he rotates to the right side. Hands off. Now out to McClinton. His three-pointer is up and good. Another three-pointer for Marquis McClinton. And it's 68-66. John Price now double-team, gets it to Judson Smith, and a foul. That will be a charge. That's on McClinton. He picks up his second foul, and Judson Smith will go to the free throw line. So let's see. Judson Smith has not shot free throws tonight. This will be his first trip to the line, and we have 3:03 left to play in the game. It's a two-point game, 68-66 our score. Judson Smith is set. It will be two fouls. It's not the one and one. Two shots, I should say, not two fouls. But the first one is up. It's good. That was the 10th team foul, so it will be a double bonus. And the second free throw on the way. It's up, and it's good. So he hits a pair, and it's 70-66. Back to a four-point game. 3 minutes to play in this one. It has been close throughout. It looks like it may come down to the wire. Right side, into the corner. Marmel with the basketball. Now back to McClinton. Back to the left side. Now a handoff at the top. Back to Parks. Parks goes inside. Dishes off underneath. Shot is up. No good. Putback, no good. And another putback. And finally, this one's good by Parks. He was there for the putback. And now whistling a foul on the... leave on the inbound play, so we'll walk it down court for more free throws. So Heber Springs certainly will need to hit their free throws, but certainly as long as they keep John Price at the free throw line, their odds are pretty good. And he goes back again. Let's see, he's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 now out of 14. And he steps back to the free throw line, and the first one is on the way. It's up, and it's good. That's the first one that has really even hardly touched the rim. That one rimmed around a little bit and goes through. And now another one on the way. That makes it 71-68. This could push it back to a four-point Heber Springs lead with 2:29 to play. Second free throw is up. It's good. And Maumelle will take over now. Again, trailing by four. 72-68 our score. Marks down court. Takes it to the right side, hands off now to Jones. Jones back to McClinton. McClinton to the right side. Now it's baseline drive, and they threw it away. That one kicked out into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. And Heber Springs will get the ball with 2:14 to play and a four-point lead and a possession. Inbound pass to Austin Brown, back to Judson Smith. Smith down court quickly to Kramer. Now to John Price. Price spins out of trouble. Now he will be fouled, and he'll go back to the free throw line. So it will be more free throws coming with 2:02 left to play in the game now. Lamell trailing this one 72-68, and John Price steps back to the free throw line. Again, he keeps the ball in his hands, so he shoots the free throws late, and he continues to be automatic as the first one is up and in, and another one is on the way. John Price is set. It's up, and it's good. John Price with the basket. Six-point Heber Springs lead now, 74-68. Down court. Shot up. It's no good. Rebound, though, to Maumel. Three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound, Heber Springs. Down court pass to Atkins. He lays it up. It's good. Atkins with the layup. And it's 76-68. Heber Springs with the lead. Maumel with the ball. Ball goes down to the wing. Top of the key. Long three-point shot. That's no good. Rebound, Heber Springs. John Price had the ball stripped away. Drive, layup is good by Jones. And a timeout call. We'll take it with them. Minute 20 left to play. 76-70. Heber Springs back in 1 minute.
If you've been wanting to scream down the internet, now's your chance. Cellular Mobility on Highway 25B North in Heber Springs now offers DirecTV high-speed internet, home phone service, plus all your wireless needs. Go by Cellular Mobility on Highway 25B North in Heber Springs today and see Bobby, Alicia, or Nikki for all the details. DirecTV, high-speed internet, home phone service, and wireless. Cellular Mobility, Highway 25B North, Heber Springs.
There's an expression that relates to change that says if something isn't broken, then don't try to fix it. That's our philosophy at Heber Springs State Bank, which is now Eagle Bank. We've earned your business and, more importantly, your trust. With familiar names and faces like Kathy, Bill, Cindy, and Nancy. And those faces are staying right here. The only difference you'll notice is our name and the added convenience of additional branches. You're going to love Eagle Bank. Drop by and see the change, or lack of it, today. Eagle Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back. As we get ready to resume play, it will be Heber Springs inbound as they get it in to John Price. He pushes the ball down the floor. Now almost lost the handle on it. Now to the right side, and a whistle and a foul will be charged. That will be charged on McClinton. And John Price will go to the free throw line with a minute 14. Well, the certainly right now it's looking pretty good for Heber Springs, but still over a minute to play in this one. And John Price is ready. First free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. Price hits the first one. He'll shoot another one now. That could push it back to an 8-point lead for Heber Springs. And the second free throw is up for John Price. It's good. And it's 78-70 now. Lamell down court. They push it into the corner. 3-point shot is up. It's no good. Rebound, Heber Springs. And now down court, it will be Austin Brown underneath to Kramer. He backs it out now, back out to Smith. Smith to Price, underneath, Austin Brown. He goes up, his shot's blocked, but he's fouled. That will be on Donerson, and I think he has fouled out of the game also. And it will be Austin Brown at the free throw line. Austin Brown is ready. And first they have to make the substitute. That was the fifth foul on Donerson. And it will be checking back in. Looks like Ronald James will come back into the game. Austin Brown is set. First free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. Brown hits the first one. That makes it 79-70. He can make it an even 10-point game now on his next free throw. And it's on the way. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound to Maumelle. Hornets down court. Hand off to McClinton. He's up, shot is dropped, and Eberspring jumps up with it. Down court pass, and it's picked off. So Maumelle gets it back. Right side, three-point shot. That's up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Eberspring comes out with it, and a jump ball call. Possession error will give it back to Maumelle, so they will get it back. But we're down to 29 seconds in this one. So Eberspring will be advancing to play on Friday as they will keep their hopes alive in the state tournament here at Pine Bluff. So it will be inbound play for Maumelle. Spin move in the paint. Shot is up. That one is good by Parks. And it will be Eberspring down court. Justin Smith has it. Smith now to Austin Brown. Back to John Price. Price. And he will be fouled with 7 seconds left. That's a foul that shouldn't have happened. That will just pad the score for Heber Springs a little bit. Right now it's a 7-point game, 79-72. But Heber Springs will be back at the free throw line. John Price will be there. And we are just about ready for the first free throw from John Price. It is up. It's good. John Price hits the first one. That makes it 80-72. And the next free throw on the way. We have some substitutes coming in for Heber Springs. It will be, of course, Warren Olmsted checking in the game. Austin Atkins checks back in. And Aaron Brown will also check back in. Second free throw is up. It's good. And Aaron Brown also now in the game. And here we go. The final possession of this one. The final score, Heber Springs 81, Maumelle 74. So Heber will advance to play on Friday. We will be back to give you a quick recap of this game after this timeout.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep in Heber Springs, and this is our favorite time of year. Why? Because it's truck month. What that means for you folks is that you're going to get more discounts on top of our already huge discounts, like up to $1,000 extra bonus cash. And when you buy a new Ram truck from us, you're going to get a free Hemi. That's right, folks. There's no better time than right now, the month of February, truck month, to make the beautiful drive to Heber Springs and make your purchase from Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. Or check us out on the web at RedRiverRam.com.
At Quality Floors and Supply in downtown Heber Springs, you can always count on a good deal and an honest trade. Chance, John, and Melinda have the experience and the desire to help sort out your flooring needs. Quality Floors and Supply stocks tile, wood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, and a large selection of area rugs, as well as paint, stain, and boat carpeting, too. Give them a call at 501-362-1775. Quality Floors and Supply, supporting and serving the Heber Springs community.
Automotive collision specialists just across the dam in Heber Springs and on West Main in Mountain View are your one-stop auto body repair facilities with over 30 years combined service to Cleburne, Van Buren, and Stone Counties. With certified technicians and the most state-of-the-art equipment, you're sure to have a worry-free repair experience from an environmentally conscious repair facility. Automotive collision specialist wants to be your repair facility. Put your trust in the specialist. Automotive collision specialist. 501-362-7783 or 870-269-4227.
Make sure your home stays warm and cozy all winter long by turning to the experts. That's Carrier and Lacey's Heat and Air of Temling Shoals. For service or work on your existing unit, or if it's time for a new efficient Carrier system, you can depend on the best equipment and workmanship from Lacey Heat and Air. Carrier has been perfecting heating and cooling systems for over 100 years. For year-round comfort in your home, turn to the experts. Lacey's Heat and Air, your Carrier dealer on Highway 25 at Temling Shoals.
And we welcome you back with a victory here tonight for the Heber Springs Panthers. Again, the final score, Heber Springs 81, Maumelle 74. That means that Heber Springs will advance to play at 5:30 on Friday. That will be against Clarksville. So we will have that game for you at 5:30 Friday. We will also have then immediately after that one, the 7 o'clock senior girls game, Batesville Southside, and they will be taking on the winner of Farmington and Dumas. Quick recap here for you in this one. Well, we talked about it. John Price, only 8 points in the first half, ended with 30 points, did not miss a free throw tonight, and that has happened so many times. He handles the ball, so when the fouls are committed late in the game, he is the one that gets fouled, and he is just automatic at the free throw line and ends up with 30 points tonight. It was 19 points for Michael Kramer, 18 points for Mason Schrader, 10 points for Austin Brown. Judson Smith added a couple, and Austin Atkins also added a couple. But tell you what, they fought hard. The game was close all the way through. Heber Springs fell behind at times, but they certainly kept battling back, were able to take a lead, get the momentum back going their way, and of course able to come up with a victory here to keep their hopes alive in the state tournament bid here at the Pine Bluff Convention Center. They advance again. They will play Friday at 5:30. That is against a number one seed from the north. That is Clarksville at 5:30 Friday. So certainly we will be here for the broadcast on that. We certainly want you, as we wrap it up, we want you to tune in again with us. We thank you for listening today. Thanks to our sponsors. Tell you what, Neshoba Archery, Bartlett Tire Center, Dias Scrap Metal in Newport, First Security Bank, just some of the many sponsors. We certainly appreciate all of them. We hope you will let them know that you appreciate their support of youth activities. That will wrap it up. Again, Heber Springs Panthers with a big victory here tonight, 81-74 over Maumelle. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I'm Dale Gardner on KFFB 106.1 FM. We'll see you next time as we continue our coverage of the Class 4A State Tournament from Pine Bluff.
KFFB's coverage of state tournament action has been brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, First Security Bank, Dias Scrap Metal, Automotive Collision Specialist, Red River Dodge Chrysler Jeep, Family Funeral Service, F.L. Davis Ace Home and Building Centers, Southridge Village Nursing and Rehabilitation, Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC, Bartlett Tire, Neshoba Archery, Quality Floors and Supply, Attention Medical Supply, Lacey Heating and Air, The Jeweler's Touch, Cellular Mobility, Eagle Bank, formerly Heber Springs State Bank, and White River Area Agency on Aging. This broadcast is the property of KFFB and Freedom Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be rebroadcast, reused, or retransmitted without express written consent. This is North Central Arkansas's local sports leader and your home for state tournament action, KFFB 106.1.